All right, time for a new music reality check. Last week was so user-friendly. Everything was really, really good, and Blender Magazine's Lizzie Goodman gave everything a thumbs up. But this week we decided there can only be one.
Y'all ready for this?
It's a big sports week. We have a Final Four practice round featuring four hot little records waiting for your ears. In our first matchup, a blues rock duo gets some help from one of the hottest producers around, and a pop icon returns from hiatus and gets help from a whole boatload of producers and songwriters. In our second pairing, African musicians interpret the catalog of U2, while R.E.M. finds inspiration by looking back into the catalog of R.E.M. It's a New Music Tuesday showdown. Lizzie Goodman, editor of large for Blender Magazine's in the studio to be our judge. Hi, Lizzie.
Hey there.
All right. Kylie Minogue. I've been waiting for this new Kylie Minogue record. And by we, I mean senior producer Matt Martinez.
And me.
He's been excited about this release for months. Look at him out there. He's so happy.
Giddy eating his cereal.
You know what? Let's just play a track to start things off. All right, so that song's called Wow. Is the record X or 10?
It's X, I believe.
Okay.
So right off the bat, you're thinking, you know, X LA punk band. That's a good illusion to have here. Of course, this if you're expecting that kind of music, you'll be sorely disappointed. This is a dance record. And, you know, I love Kylie. My love for Kylie started with the Locomotion, like many of us. Mm-hmm. And it only grew as the years went on. And, you know, it's amazing because the thing about her is that she's a huge international pop star on a level on par with Madonna. Mm-hmm. And here, she's had, like, two hits. You know, mm-hmm. she had Locomotion, and then in 2001 with Fever, that record when it came out, she had several hits, Can't Get You Out of My Head. Now she's back, and I'm not sure that this album is going to sort of relaunch her to that level of fame here. But if you like dance music and you like Kylie, you are going to like this record.
She's known mostly as a singles artist, so I'm wondering in the world of iTunes if she'll do very well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, she does have that sort of appeal. This is the kind of album where you're going to pick three songs you like and download them and then play them while you're running at the gym. You know, it's that kind of music, and she probably will do particularly well in that area of digital sales here. But in terms of world domination in America or United States domination, she's already got the world covered. I'm not sure she needs us anymore.
She's also got a great deal of affection because she was very ill.
She was very ill. And this is the first album that she's put out since recovering from breast cancer. And that's obviously been a big theme in sort of the interviews and the way that she's been talking about this record. And I love how, you know, she didn't come out and make this sort of sappy, you know, anti-Kylie, now I've been sick and I see the meaning of life kind of album in a grotesque way. It's a very uplifting record. You can hear the influence of what's happened to her in the last couple of years of her life, but it's still Kylie. It's still up. It's still dancey. It's still fun. So, yay, Kylie.
All right, so Kylie's over here. Kylie's ahead, apparently. All right, the Black Keys,
say?
Attack and Release. They're from Akron, Ohio, is that right?
Yes, exactly, Akron, Ohio.
How many records so far?
This is their fourth full album. I think it's sort of fourth, fifth, because there's been an EP in there, is my understanding. But, you know, the Black Keys are fantastic. They've been one of my favorite bands for a long time as sort of we've watched them emerge. And everyone always says they get compared to the White Stripes because they're very bluesy and they're a duo and they're from the Midwest. And apparently that's all it takes to get compared to the White Stripes. But, you know, this album, they worked with Danger Mouse on this record. And this is the first time that they've really had an outside producer. They've been very careful about making sure that what they're doing in the studio is sort of limited to their own influence. And, you can tell in exactly the right ways that the album just feels a little richer, a little more fleshed out in certain moments. So I'm hoping that this will be a big record for them, because if you like really sort of spare, extreme blues rock, then you're always going to have liked them. Mm-hmm. But this is a little more listenable.
Well, let's listen to a track. This one's called I Got Mine. I don't know if it's fair to ask you to pick. It's kind of like asking somebody to pick like a fizzy lemonade and a versus bourbon.
Yeah, that, exactly. I mean, I was going to say it's literally night or day. If it's sunny out, you should probably put on the Kylie record. If it's dark out, you should probably put on the Black Keys record. I know, I need to start hating on something, but these albums are just too good, you know?
All right. Your mood today, which one would you listen
My
to
today? My mood today, I would go with the Black Keys.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to go with for this minute, but ask me in a few minutes, it might have changed.
All right. Veterans, REM. Mm-hmm. You know, they're almost 50.
Oh, my gosh. Are they really?
Okay. This is their 14th record.
Do you want to just get that one out of the way?
I just felt like I needed to say that. It's called Accelerate. I was in Dublin over the summer, and they were working out the material at this little tiny theater, and it was all anybody was talking about. What were they working out? What does Accelerate sound like?
Well, it sounds like vintage REM, and, you know, hurrah for that, because we've had a rough last decade or so with REM. So we're very happy to see that they've
so rough their drummer left. He's like, I'm going to go be a farmer.
That was when it started getting particularly rough, you know. And I think that, you know, they've talked, actually, there's been quite a lot of press around this record, as one would expect. And they've talked openly about how his departure, Bill Berry's departure in 1997, really was kind of the downslide, the beginning of the end in terms of this most recent era of not so greatness in the REM department. But yeah, this album, they basically decided to stop thinking so much and just, you know, not take advantage of the fact that they're this huge rock band, can do whatever they want and spend all the kinds of time in the studio playing with 400 keyboards, and just write a bunch of songs and record them really fast in a small period of time and rock out, basically. So in that sense, those of us who love early REM and especially the IRS years are going to find some things that we like on this record as well.
Well, let's listen to a track. I'm excited now. This is Living Well is the Best Revenge, new REM. You set me up like a lamb to slaughter. Carbo as a farmer's daughter. Unbelievable. The gospel according to her. That could get my attention.
Yeah.
I really haven't been that interested in years past.
I'm with you. And I was never the hardest of hardcore REM fans anyway, so this has piqued my interest, definitely.
All right, let's finally go to contemporaries of REM who somehow have managed to stay much more modern and much more relevant, U2. It's not a U2 record, though. It's called In the Name of Love, Africa Celebrates U2. A record contains 12 different covers of songs from the catalog of U2. Big names in Afropop, right?
Yeah, and you know, some names like Les Nubiens, which we would know here, and anyone who follows African music will know a lot of the people on this compilation. But what I love about this, what it really shows is that if you write great songs and you have great musicians playing them, it's just going to sound good. Mm-hmm. U2 write great songs. These are fantastic musicians. And together, a combination that could, you know, in theory, maybe really not work at all, totally works. This album is fantastic.
Let's listen to a version of With or Without You from Les Nubiens. It's like twist of fate, bed of nails, it makes me. I kind of like that they're not just covers. I mean, like Xeroxed cover versions.
Right, yeah, not at all. Yeah, that would have been a bad move, I think. Just because, I mean, how are you really going to improve on With or Without You? I think that U2 kind of handled it in the first place. So, yeah, this is sort of this weird, seductive club version of that song. And a lot of the tracks on this record are basically just homages to the original versions, which is exactly what you want to hear, because these musicians are incredibly talented in their own rights. You kind of want to hear them interpret as opposed to, as you said, Xerox what U2 has already done.
All right. In the name of love, Africa Celebrates U2 or REM Accelerate?
You know, on this one, I got to go with R.E.M. because even though I love this U2 record, not a U2 record, but this tribute to U2, I also, after hearing it, kind of just want to go listen to a lot of U2. And with the R.E.M., I'm very impressed, and I'm looking forward to kind of spending a weekend going through all of the old R.E.M. records and rediscovering the band via this album.
R.E.M. versus Black Keys, your first choice?
Ooh, you're really taking me to the mat here, as they say. Black Keys. I love the Black Keys.
There you
go. I love
them.
I want them to be big, huge, famous rock stars. So we'll see what we can do about that, you know?
Lizzie Goodman is an editor-at-large at Blender Magazine. Up to the challenge today. Thanks, Lizzie.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Lizzie.